professional. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Talking Games with Tim and Clayton. I am one of your two hosts, Tim Dunn. That's my co-host, Clayton Margeson.
Hey, it's me.
We already caught up. I don't want to go, how was your weekend, Clayton?
Because
we already covered it.
This is the problem.
But this isn't...
This is the problem with us talking before the podcast. I've said before.
But we are honored here today. We said we'd only briefly talk about it, but we're honored here by the Upstairs Gallery Magic the Gathering Tournament Champion, Ray Gordon. Ray, welcome to the show.
Hey.
All hail the king.
Thank you guys for having me.
You told us about it a little bit, but just briefly recap the Upstairs Gallery Magic Tournament.
So we did a booster draft at the Upstairs Gallery. So you pass around the packs. Mm-hmm. Everybody picks cards. It was great competition. There were some great moments of some people getting beat and lots of fun words being said. And it was a good time.
Nice. Very, very cool.
Naughty language being thrown around.
A little bit. Yeah. A lot of... Christ's name was mentioned a lot.
Wow. What was your secret weapon?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I pulled this dragon that was really good.
Nice.
My interest is waning. It's starting. I've tried Magic the Gathering a bunch of times. There's an amount of math that I'm just too dumb for. I don't know what it is. God bless you, people. I don't know.
If you don't have a hit point bar, Tim is out.
I'm out, dude. If there's not a counter, something doing that shit for me. We're here today to talk about a topic, but before we do that, this is gonna be a loosey goosey episode, you guys. First off, we start with, what are we playing? Ray Gordon, what are you playing right now?
I'm still playing the game of today, Arkham Origins.
That's right. How is it? Briefly, we'll go into it in depth.
Yeah,
but...
it's good. It's not great, it's not bad, it's good.
Oh!
Whoa.
Little teaser.
Whoa. Yeah.
Do you think it's the weak one on the series?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
But for reasons kind of out of their control a little bit.
Oh, because it was a new developer and everything?
Well, not even that. I think they did a great job. It's just because it's a prequel, they got stuck being like, well, we can't really have any surprises at the end because we have to end up at Asylum.
Ah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah.
It's like with that Battlestar Galactica prequel thing. It was like, no, I don't care about this.
Yeah.
Anything else you're playing?
That's it right now.
Okay. Clayton? What have you been playing?
I played the game. I can't say the name because there's still a media blackout because it doesn't come out for a few days.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
This is serious.
This is the life of the game reviewer, it turns out.
There's a special name for that. What is it called? It's like an embargo or something like that?
I think so, yeah. I was told the term and I forgot it. But yeah, I can't say the name, but my review is going to be coming out the next few days.
So is this like before it comes out?
Yeah.
You got... Premium access?
Yeah, early access.
That's amazing, Clayton.
Hey, don't get too jealous. This game was terrible. One of the worst things. If I didn't have to review this thing, I would have shelved it immediately.
Okay.
And my review is... it reflects that fact.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of ways around the legality here. I'm just going to ask very general questions. Are we talking AAA title or independent? Okay.
Yeah.
Series I would know or new game?
New game. Oh. New franchise.
Interesting.
And no way. No way, Jose. Awful. Like, you know how when you played Assassin's Creed and you're like, this is all right. It seems
like
a little
the first
rushed
one?
And unfinished? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like that. Times a million.
Really?
And it's like, oh, you had all the time in the world, but you just fucking sucked ass.
Well, Assassin's Creed had a ton of hype about it, too, which led it down. Does this one have some hype behind it?
I've never heard. Undeserved if it does.
Do you think they rushed it so that they could get it out before the next generation systems came out?
No, it's a Steam game.
Okay.
So I think it was just, they were probably hampered by money and voice talent.
Sure.
But, yeah. Oh, man. You guys, I'll send you all my review. We'll post it on the website because holy Jesus. Holy Jesus.
Can't wait.
So as a palate cleanser, I actually played a free game that is on Steam. I highly recommend Path of Exile.
Oh.
Has anyone seen this? It's like a Diablo clone, but it is awesome.
Really?
Like, it is really good. Totally free. Free to play. Turn off the global chat and stuff like that. Or anything like me and you don't give a fuck. Because it's like, oh, you can party up. It's Diablo style. Diablo 3, basically done. I mean, the skill tree for this thing, I've never seen anything like it. Like, it's almost like the orbs in Final Fantasy X.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like, oh, you, like, progress. But it's, like, 1,000 times bigger. It's humongous, the skill tree. And I think it's, I kind of think it's like you get, I don't know. I'm not that deep into it, but it seems like everyone could do is on the same skill tree.
Okay,
basically.
So the plan
is
you all like
passive skills.
You map out a build, basically.
Exactly. Yeah. But I'm just fucking going for it willy nilly. Like, like, hell yeah, that looks fun. Let's work towards it, and it is super fun. Not very challenging. Probably a little repetitive for some people, but after what I'd been through, I was like, hell yeah.
Is it like do they have in-game purchases or anything? Or?
No, nothing I can find. Wow. Yeah, I think it's like they were not, or they were really trying to avoid the like pay-to-win sort of deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that you kind of come across with a lot of free, quote-unquote free games.
Card Hunter's been hitting me with that.
I kind of quit because I didn't
can't do
like
that
it.
Shit.
Yeah. And this, but this is fucking awesome.
That's great.
And it, there's like a story, and there's voice acting that's way better than the game I played for free, but they're trying to charge money for. God, that game. And I also dove back into Far Cry 3, actually.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, there's a bunch of mods that like let you unlock everything at the beginning, and it's almost like a new game plus, but you still have to pay for everything. It's really fun.
That's cool.
Really, really fun. Highly recommend. Highly recommend it.
Highly recommend that one.
Highly recommend
that's
it.
A new segment we're working on, Clayton's. Highly recommend games.
I'll make you up some pancakes. Because I recommend these games.
We need a jingle. I'm going to get Tyler to write him one. Yep. So.
Yep.
Highly recommend it. Speaking of highly recommended, I went back down the FTL rabbit hole.
Oh my god.
Have you played FTL, Ray?
No.
FTL is a roguelike space game. So it's like there's always a set path you go on, but the points that you choose are randomized. And FTL is you get a ship, you get a crew, people shoot you, and you build up money so you can make your ship better. It's incredible. Super addictive.
Yeah. So fun.
Yeah. I'm trying to unlock the other ships and stuff right now.
That gets a little tedious.
Yeah. Beyond that, PlayStation Plus put this game Dragon's Dogma up for free.
Oh, I heard about that.
I started it. I don't care for it so far. You know, you just, like, start a game, probably similar to your story, and you're like, ooh, I'm not going to like this.
Yeah.
It seems like it's like trying to do like a Baldur's Gate like team RPG thing, and it doesn't really execute it very well. And it doesn't look great.
Isn't there like a weird, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I heard like you will have like a servant or something with you.
You have like three like helper people. Yeah. Is there like some weird racial
undertones? Yeah, like there was
really
apparently there was a lot of people being like, are these your slaves? Because like the way the game kind of presents it, it's like they're like bound to you, but not because of like, you know, a life debt, like a Chewbacca style,
right?
But like it's just this, it's fucking weird,
right?
And I don't know that much about it. I haven't played it personally, but yeah, a buddy of mine was telling me, it's like, yeah, it feels weird. It's like, oh, your lives mean nothing to me.
Interesting.
You go work for me.
We'll see if I keep going in that one. And then I downloaded a free game off Steam. It's like in beta right now. It's called Haunted Memories. It's for Mac. It's like a survival horror, I guess. You don't have any weapons, and this fucking scary-ass ghost just chases you around a park. And your anxiety gets really high, and you have no way to defend yourself. I don't know. I'm going to try it again, but it's scary as shit, so we'll see what happens.
Oh, I know what we're doing after this. Oh, my God. That sounds amazing. Is it like Slenderman?
Yeah, I think they're kind of trying to go for that.
Okay.
But this one...
Slenderman fucking fucked me up. I can do it.
This one, it looks like a girl with, like, long hair, and she's super tall and got these, like, spiky fingers that she just stabs into you.
Jesus, no!
Yeah, I don't... Oh, boy.
Oh, my God!
So, we'll see. I'm gonna... It's in chapters, too. I think that's why it's free. So, I have, like, chapter one, and then I'm assuming I have to buy the next four or whatever.
But, so, there are goals, at least, though, because I feel like Slenderman, you're just kind of running until it happens.
Yeah.
Slenderman, it's like you collect a certain amount of pages
you're
or something.
You're trying to find, pages or something. I don't know what happened to me. Find them all. I ain't doing it. Yeah, too scared.
Watching Conan do that on Clueless Gamer was really funny. Did you check that out?
It's Slenderman?
Yeah.
No, that you sounds check great. It out.
And beyond that, just Nameless, that hacking RPG on my iPhone. Still really cool. I think that's everything. Let's get back to Arkham Origins. Did we already say the name?
Yeah.
Yes! All right. It wasn't a mystery or anything. Highly recommend it. Ray.
That's where we're going to find out.
What makes it different from the previous two?
There's a lot more... Like, the combat is even better than it
Really?
Which was a really cool change, because that was something I really enjoyed about the first two.
Yeah.
You start with most of the gadgets and bat gear that you have in the original ones, which is great.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of, he throws it all away at the end.
Yeah.
That won't be eating this!
And then the way they do, like, there are ways that you can unlock certain gadgets by achieving just random goals. Like, if you're able to, like, sneak attack so a certain number of people without being seen, you get a certain batarang, and so that's...
Oh, yeah. Sort of like an achievement-based unlocks.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. All right.
There's some of those things that I, with Batman, that I just don't buy. Like, the fact that he's, like, an awesome pilot to me is a little weird.
Yeah.
Or, like, what's the gadget in the first two games where it's, like, a thing you put in the air and then it shoots two ropes either way?
The remote bat claw?
That thing weirds... Because then he,
No, that he's talking about the zip line.
The zip line thing.
You use it
thing.
As a...
You, like,
oh, is that what it is?
That's all the... Remote. Oh, my fucking God. What?
But anyways, sometimes he will jump up, twist, and shoot it another way, and I'm like, there's no way that's...
No human being. Yeah.
I know it's a flight of fancy. I get it, but...
but yeah, it's a little much.
How frustrated would you be playing the game though if you couldn't do that?
No,
absolutely. Spend hours trying to make it happen.
His aim's really fucking bad. But what do you expect? He's in midair.
Do they play a lot with like the fact that he's like new to being Batman and
they really like that's the part that's very enjoyable about the game is they really go in depth of exploring like. It's your first time you meet Joker. It's your first run-in with, like, all of these people. And there's even a...
He doesn't even really know, like, Commissioner Gordon very well, right?
No.
Yeah.
For a long time, like, he's against you.
Yes, that's right.
So, it's really cool just dive into the beginning. Like, even the citizens of Gotham are, like, think you're a bad guy for a long time.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Do they run up and attack you? Or?
They no, but they...
That'd be pretty great if you were fighting, like, actual citizens for a while.
You save a few of them, and they're all, like, very afraid, like, that you're just killing these bad guys so that you could, like, hurt them.
Ah. Because, I think they... In this incarnation or whatever, he's still a myth to most people. They're like, oh, Batman, that's not real. Like,
yeah.
That's
right.
That's kind of cool.
How far do you think you are in?
I beat it yesterday morning.
Oh, gotcha.
Not, like, all of the achievements and the side missions.
I can't do those Riddler things.
The Riddler trophy.
That's one thing that's really enjoyable about this one.
Oh, really?
They gave a purpose to the Riddler stuff.
That's cool.
Which,
is that part of the gadgets you were saying?
No, but, like, there's a reason to collect the things rather than just trophies now. They're, like, videos and data files that he's using to blackmail like politicians and stuff like that. So
that's
why
cool.
You're collecting it.
Nice.
Okay.
Weren't
there hostages in the last game?
Like, yeah.
Arkham City?
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah. It still wasn't enough to get me to do it.
I felt like I beat Arkham City and there were like so many side quests that I was like, this is cool. I just don't. Yeah.
It doesn't hold much interest.
Right. Who's the like sniper guy?
Deadshot.
Yeah. There were some cool side missions with him that I was like...
Yeah, in Arkham City.
Yes.
Yeah, that was actually really cool.
Yeah. That was one I really liked.
Because it was detective stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard there's more of that in this game.
Yeah,
like detective-y
a lot more.
Shit?
He has his own detective thing, and then you go and find him, and he's got a great like boss battle.
Oh, nice!
But the one thing about like side missions and whatnot, it turns out in beating it, because the whole thing is like there are 8 assassins that are out to kill you that night, and apparently at some point it almost sets up like a side mission for one of those assassins, and I completely missed it. And managed to beat the game without beating one of, like, the bigger bosses that's supposed to be more important.
Did it, like, change the ending or anything?
I don't think so, but I'm not sure.
Weird.
That's weird.
Yeah.
So it's, like, optional?
I guess.
Oh. Hey, forgot about this one that says, fuck him.
It's
one guy.
I'm going home. All right.
I did what I came here to do. Something with a Joker, presumably.
It's not Kevin Conroy and Mark Hamill doing the voice acting.
No.
How are the new guys?
The new guys are fine.
Nice. Troy Baker actually is the Joker, because he's the same guy who does Joel in The Last of Us and Booker DeWitt in Bioshock Infinite. Guy's having an amazing year.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. But yeah, no, I heard him do some of his stuff, and I'm like, I wouldn't be able to tell the difference
no.
if you hadn't told me.
Well, that was my one thing when they did the press conference. It was like, it sounds a little Mark Hamill-y. But
yeah.
I also don't know how else you do the Joker vocally. You
At
know?
This point. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of iconic.
Yeah.
It's like Winnie the Pooh. Well, that guy came in, he wasn't going to be like, hey, I'm Winnie the Pooh, hey! Hey, yo! What are you, fucking Christopher Robin over here? Hey!
I mean, I would read that book, though. I would actually read that book.
Would you need a voiceover for the book, though?
That's you. Yeah. We're just running with you. We're a dog chasing a tail right now, man. You gotta get that voiceover.
Well, so, who does Batman? Do we know?
I don't know if
the time. What's he sound like? Do it.
Stereotypical Batman.
Do it. He doesn't need the gravelly like.
No,
voice,
it's not very
he?
Gravelly.
Oh, thank God.
But it's fine.
Well, it's probably like a younger man's voice too,
yeah.
right? Yeah.
Hello, I'm Batman.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh boy.
My pilots are dead.
Young British Batman.
I want to be a real boy. I do.
A little bit of Pinocchio.
favorite boss fight in the game so far?
I'd say Firefly.
Oh!
Yeah, I heard he was in the
Interesting.
Game. I couldn't believe it.
I didn't know he was like a Batman... He was part of the Batman Rogues gallery.
Mm-hmm. You don't see him very often.
No.
Not at all.
But, man, he gets his own, like... You spend a while on him.
Uh-huh.
Because he sets a bunch of bombs, and then... On your fight, like at some point, you get to fly like attached to him. It's a
that's
awesome. Cool.
It's a cool boss fight.
Oh
nice.
Man, this is selling me more and more on this game.
Yeah,
because I hate prequels. I really do. And you talk about how it kind of handcuffs the game.
Yeah,
or the developer, or everybody really. But it's one of those things of like, why? If this was so important, why didn't we watch this to begin with? Like, yeah, do you feel like that's kind of how it is, or?
Sometimes, but there one really cool thing they did with the prequel is there are moments where you're as the Joker, and you get
that's
to
cool.
see like there are times where it goes into Joker's perspective of what he's viewing.
No
Batman
way,
as, and those parts are great.
So they're like Joker missions.
Not necessarily a mission, but there's definitely. You get to do, like, a big fight as Joker, and you get to walk around as him for a bit.
That's cool.
And, yeah.
What? That's nuts!
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's pretty cool.
Just go around, like, killing people if you want to?
It's... You're in...
He doesn't want to spoil it.
That
sounds amazing.
Yeah.
No, that's very cool. So that's kind of how they're doing the... Because in the last game, it was, like... It was split between Batman and Catwoman. Is it...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh God!
Didn't care for that.
I hated that Catwoman stuff.
So if you had to put a review on it, what would you give it? Like say 1 to 10.
Say around a 7 or 8.
Okay.
I enjoyed it.
Gotcha.
It's definitely something that I like. When I started, I was hooked and couldn't stop.
Yeah.
And now that it's like it's great and it holds your attention, and then there's so much extra stuff to do.
Yes. Totally. Because I feel like Arkham City just kind of nailed it. Like,
yeah.
That was, in terms of games, that one. And part of our sort of broader topic today is comic book games, the ones we love.
Okay. I can't remember.
We sent an email, Clayton. It was a whole thing. Anyways, comic book games, which ones we like, which one we don't. For this generation, at least, yeah, the Arkham games are just, you know, they're the best.
Hands down. It's you could know nothing about Batman and pick those up and be like, wow.
Yeah,
that was a great Batman experience.
I felt like it was that thing where like it was the first one that just nailed it. You know what I mean? Like this is what it's like to be Batman. You know what I would assume. And like it also sort of came out of nowhere. You know what I mean? Like I saw screenshots of Arkham Asylum and I was like, yeah, okay, I don't really know what this is. I feel like I've seen this before. Mm-hmm. And then we all played it and it was just amazing. I felt like there were minor flaws with the first one. Like it was a little short in my mind.
When you went back and replayed it, you're like, wow, I'm already at this part.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird.
And then the like enemies don't really repopulate, so it's like once you're done, it's like, all right, there's not really much to do here. Mm-hmm. Except for chase down Riddler stuff. But yeah, I thought Arkham City was just phenomenal. Like, it was massive, too. Like, it had such a huge scale. Fighting, super amazing. And also, like, the... What's his name? Ra's al Ghul? Like, those sequences in Arkham City?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It added this whole new layer to it. Like, it had this, like, weird, like, messed up spiritual side. And also, what's the guy that messes with, like... I don't know if it's, like, gas, like, fear gas... Oh, Scarecrow.
Scarecrow,
in the first game, the sequences in that, too, reminded me of, like, Psycho Mantis. Boss battles.
Yeah, those are really cool.
Yeah.
When he's, like, all big and he's, like, looking for you.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's creepy.
You get
really scary.
Something similar to that with the Mad Hatter levels in this, but not as great.
There was a side thing in the first, in Arkham City, where you fight the Mad Hatter, and that boss battle is great, because you think you're fighting, like, 40 guys, and but it's really just him, so every now and then you'll hit the right guy, and you see Batman punch him. And it was just like, God damn, that's awesome! It's just stuff like that is so cool.
Yeah, and that boss fight also starts, because I remember this very specifically, like, you get a call from Alfred, and he's like, oh, you know that disease that's going around or whatever? I made a cure, and it's right here. And it's the Mad Hatter tricking you, and you don't know that until you start that boss battle, which is super cool.
So good.
Yeah.
It fits very well with, like, what they did in the Batman animated series, because it's, like, the same creative team and voice actors.
Right.
Like, it feels like an extension of that show.
Yeah.
Which was a phenomenal, and it was written by comic book writers, the guys who were also shaping the Batman canon, in the comic books.
Yeah. And Arkham City also had, like, a nice darkness to it in the end, too, because, like, Joker straight up dies
at
the end of that one. Oh,
spoiler.
Well, why would you even say it afterwards? I already said it.
Yeah.
A little late, but
look, if you're in it, guys, you're in it.
I was positive. There was no question in my mind they would go back on that when I was watching it. I was like, no, I don't buy it. He's coming back. And then to leave you with that fucking voicemail at the end, and it's like, Jesus, that's really all we're getting? Holy shit, he's dead!
Me, I can't remember offhand. What is a voicemail?
Oh, when he sings Only You on Batman's voicemail.
Oh, that's right.
Only you can make my heart sing. Or whatever it is. It's like, it's so good.
I heard there was some sort of Easter egg. Like, if you track down every certain amount of thing on the map, it's spelled out, I am alive, or some shit like that. But in my mind, it's just like, no, I think he's dead.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was written so well, and also, like, you know, games with a canon don't do that enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They can't stand alone often.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't just, like, the Matrix games or whatever. You know, it's like, I think I needed to see the movie to understand what the fuck is going on here.
Yeah. Oh, I was so into that Matrix game.
Which one? Enter the Matrix?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't know why. Terrible. I just wanted to like the Matrix so much.
What about Path of Neo?
No, I didn't even try that one.
Oh, it's pretty bad. When you get to the end, you actually, the Wachowski brothers...
I've heard about this.
They come out, and this is back when they were still brothers.
Still dudes.
Still dudes, both still dudes. And they're like, hey, so we wanted to just have a big crazy boss battle at the end, so you fight like a million Agent Smiths that form like a mega Agent Smith. Hope you enjoy. And I'm like, oh, my fucking guy, are you kidding? Like, they broke the fourth wall just to be like, hey, this isn't the same ending as the movie. Because we realized that was kind of lame.
Like, honestly, that makes me want to look that up on YouTube a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they come out as like, as pixelated, like,
oh, Atari damn it. I wanted it to just be
really like, stupid.
Like a video clip.
Yeah. Just be like, be hey, great. I'm sorry. Look. But yeah, no, I feel like nobody can compare to the Arkham games in this generation. I'm trying to think if there are even, like, real big comic book games.
Spider-Man has tried often.
Yes.
Yeah. Spider-Man 2 was great.
I mean, that's the one that people refer to a lot as, like, the quintessential Spider-Man video game.
Yeah. And it was basically Grand Theft Auto as
Spider-Man. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, you could, like, be running around town and, like, just this crazy, you know, like, hell, you know.
Right.
Like, Spider-Man, somebody stole that car! You know, and then you chase down the car.
This was for PS2, right?
I think so.
Yeah. And it was also, like, I would play games before where you would be just on rooftops or something like this. This was, like, whole city, right?
Yeah, you could go straight from the top of the Empire State Building. Empire State Building.
It's not gay, you guys.
Yep, nope. heterosexual men built that building. But, yeah, you could just, like, jump off and land on the ground. Though, why would you want
to? Yeah. And then they've... In this console generation, they did the one that... It was like Spider-Man Shattered Memories or something?
Yeah.
It was the one in several different time periods or like alternate universes. I didn't play it. I heard it was at least artistically very cool. Like, to see the Spider-Man noir stuff. Like, that's at least a cool environment to play in. The only other ones I can really think of from this generation, though, are like...
Deadpool. Or, no.
Oh, I forgot that was a game.
Remember that game?
Yeah. No, I was thinking of, what was the Marvel one?
Ultimate Alliance.
Those were, that's right.
Like, a lot of people really like those.
Yeah, I played the first one a lot. I liked it because, unlike the movie franchises, in the video games, like, everybody can be in it, you know? So you can have, like, the X-Men and Fantastic Four and the Avengers. And the second one, actually, I haven't played, but it takes the Civil War storyline, if you guys have ever read that one. From Marvel Comics, where it's just, like, legitimately heroes against heroes. Super cool. I might have to check that out before I trade in my PS3 for a Wii. Don't convince me not to do that, Clayton. But,
you want to say something here?
Nate Sherman told us that Xenoblade Chronicles is one of the greatest games of all time.
That is what
I
said.
I feel like I gotta try it at some point.
You gotta give it a shot.
But, yeah, no, those two, Deadpool tanked from what I understand.
Yeah, right? Apparently it's pretty bad. Apparently, a character who, like, is aware he's in a piece of media is not that enjoyable for people.
Well, they've done that before with, like, do you remember the, like, Matt Hazard Eat Lead video game?
No.
You don't remember this one? Oh, that... it was apparently terrible. It had Will, which is the one? Will Arnett, he's the Arrested Development guy?
Mm-hmm.
He was voicing this character who's, like, a fat guy who was apparently, like, in, you know, like, SNES and NES titles, but he was making this comeback with this last game, and it's, like, total, like, meta commentary on video games, and I think the thing with those games is, like, they can be very funny, but they're not usually games most of the time, because that's not what they're focusing on.
Yeah.
And it makes total sense that Deadpool would be that way.
Yeah.
I
like the idea of Deadpool. Like, right. I was like, oh man, this is going to be really funny. It's a game where you can actually, like, do all this crazy shit.
Right.
And, yeah, like, his stealth, like, attacks are like, he grabs someone and, like, shoots them 1,000 times. And I was like, oh, this is really funny. What a cool character. But, yeah, it still suffers from the same problems of just, like, yeah, they're just copying Arkham City. Or
right.
Yeah. They're just copying XYZ. You know, it's just not fun.
Yeah.
I think that people often forget that it's like, it's still a video game. So it's got to have,
it's
like...
It's kind of got to be the main...
Be a good game.
Yes, absolutely. Like, you still got to have great gameplay in there. Are you guys comics readers yourselves?
I am.
Yeah?
Not big into it.
Oh, you should leave.
I know.
You should go right now.
Don't know why you agreed to do this thing. I didn't know what we were doing.
Is there a franchise or like a character you think would work really well in a video game?
I've always had this problem with like comic books to video games.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the time it's like, well, there's like fucking superheroes, you know? And it's like, so the only real threats tend to be supervillains.
Yes.
And
right.
So it's like, well, unless you're fighting this one guy the whole time, that's why I actually like, the Marvel, like, versus Capcom games.
Oh, the fighting like, games. Yeah.
They're
yeah.
super fun because yeah. it's like, and it makes sense. It's like, oh, yeah, these guys are just like wailing on each other. You don't need like a total reason. But I've done this before, like Superman. I'd love to see have a great game, but
it's just so tough.
It's really hard to do. Yeah. And yeah, it's like the idea is that you kind of have to think outside the box, I think, right. with superheroes. Because it's like you can't just have them, you know, like going through the kind of like. Oh, you know, because, like, most of the drama in superhero stuff comes from, like, the actual personal interaction thing, which doesn't yeah. work as well in video
right,
games.
Right, right,
for that to be, like, the point of conflict or
the
drama.
Just, yeah, I was just thinking about that. Like, my favorite Superman story is this one where, I can't remember, it was after a big event, and he just decides to walk across America. And it's just, like, a series of really great stories that Superman has throughout his journey. And not horrible game idea.
Yeah, but, exactly.
Like, that's way more engaging than any Superman video game I've ever played.
Yeah, yeah. It's because it's like, oh, look at the human side of this guy.
Right.
And video games tend to focus on, and rightfully so, like, more normal people having a super or heroic
yes.
experience and rising to that challenge. Whereas it's like, well, here's Batman going through, like, the hardest night of his life is the idea of Arkham Asylum, and it's yeah. like, that's great, because
right.
he's a human being. It's like, he's getting tired, his cape's getting all ripped up, like, people are trying to blow his ass up. It's fucking insane.
Yeah.
And to, like, make him really fragile and vulnerable, but you just, it's hard to do that with, like, Superman yeah. and these characters.
I'd love to see, like, a setup where, in, like, the X-Men universe or something, where you can start off, like, almost a Skyrim-type game, like a giant RPG where you start off as someone who's just discovering they have powers,
yeah.
and then going through, like, all of these conflicts, like, training, and then, like...
See, that's so funny. This is reminding me of a couple games we forgot about. First off, Injustice, the fighting game with DC. I feel like that was a good example of using these characters in a game that's not specifically just like, oh, this is a Superman game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And everything I heard about, I haven't played Injustice, but I heard it was great.
The story apparently is really compelling,
yeah.
but they have to put it in like an alternate universe because Superman's
yeah,
evil
yeah.
and blah, blah, blah. It's like, all right. It's not bad. It's just kind of like, oh, okay.
I watched some of the cutscenes, as I am wont to do.
The Tim Dunn special. Just as good as playing the game, watching the cutscenes.
And they have a drug that they give to Green Arrow and Batman, I think, that is like, this is a muscle definer. And it's like, oh, this is how he punches Superman.
Yeah.
You know, for the
yeah.
next, you know. But, yeah, and then the other one I was thinking about, which was just like a few other games from this generation, it had one of the greatest trailers I've ever seen and then was just a huge disappointment. That's DC Universe Online.
Yeah.
Either of you guys play it? Oh my god!
Yeah, yeah, man.
Just phenomenal. It had like superhero deaths that were like meaningful in the trailer. It reminded me of the zombie game. What's the one? It's the great
trailer. Dead Island.
Dead Island.
Yeah.
And then I played it, and it was like, this just looks awful. Like
yeah.
just not even.
You can't even put polish onto it. Are you not even gonna bother with that?
Right.
Good lord.
Like, these environments just have holes in them.
Yeah.
Right? Just,
like, it's
know.
One thing when it's like, oh, there's a super beautiful game, but, like, it's real fucked up. It, like, at least lures you in.
Right,
but
right,
with
right.
a game like that, you're just like, oh, fucking, for God's sake. Didn't even think I was going to look at the game. I will say Infamous is probably the best comic book game of this generation, but it's not based on a comic book.
No,
it's just
I would
a
love
superhero.
To see that. Yeah, no. It,
God damn, that game is the first
yes.
game is amazing. Second game, I thought out of this world at times.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever talked about
bad.
It on this game. That is,
it's amazing.
It's phenomenal. I will say that I feel like the only complaint I would have about it, the good and bad system is a little simplistic.
Yeah,
that would be the only thing, but. Yeah, have you seen the trailer for the shots of the new one?
No, I haven't.
Oh my god, it looks incredible.
Yeah,
But, you know, that game, again, combat and, like, gameplay. Like, yeah. You just start to feel like you are this guy and you have these incredible powers.
Yeah. And, I mean, just, like, in the second game, you can, like, I don't care for the morality system, but I thought what was interesting was that they give you different powers based on which side you go.
Right, so if
you are chaotic, evil, whatever, you get fire powers, and if you're good, you get ice powers. But then, of course, like, the ice powers wound up being, like, way fucking better than the fire powers. And they were like, oops! But it was weird because they actually, in the second game, you never get this. Anytime there's, like, a moral choice, they kind of do say, you know, like, well, you know, like, you can do either one. It doesn't make a huge difference. In that game, I felt bad when I made the bad choices because my like, friends didn't respond well to it. Like,
yeah.
They didn't like me.
No.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
That was way more effective.
It was
than
a good way of
enforcing
that sort of morality system.
Yeah.
Just,
like, characters that, like, are through you, with you, like, through thick and thin, all of a sudden they're just kind of like, dude, like, what's wrong with you? And I was like, I don't know.
Why did I do that?
I did it just for fun? That's fucked up.
Yeah. There's one part where you, like, throw a nuke at the bad guy in the second one, and it is, you just see it happen, and it has a huge effect on the town and everything. And I was like, wow, this is also kind of under, it didn't get enough hype as it should have.
I doubt so
in
too.
This console generation.
Yeah.
But
the first game was especially kind of like a hidden gem for me. I was like, I'll check this out. And I was like, holy shit. Like, it's very deep. The story's really, really interesting.
Yeah, that one and Prototype came out at the same time. And they were like they were like the Xbox and PlayStation, like, very similar ideas.
Yeah. And both of them, for some reason, kind of got, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Prototype 2 is apparently pretty good, from what I hear.
Yeah.
First
one was interesting. I liked it. But, it's like, what... I haven't played, like, the Hulk game that actually... there's, like...
Ultimate Destruction. Yeah.
Yeah, that one's supposed to be great, but it was basically just, like, a prototype of Prototype, because it's the same company and everything that, but they were like, we gotta use this Marvel character.
Yeah.
And it was, like, the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
Ray, did you ever play Infamous?
No, because it's not on Xbox, correct?
Right. Yeah.
No. Yeah.
So good.
Bro.
Turn in your Xbox, get a Wii.
But I know what you're saying. Like, I would love it if you, in a better way than DC Universe tried to do it, like, you became someone with superpowers, and then had just an entire world to sort of just go and make your morality happen through your actions. You know what I mean? Because when I was making the, like, character for the DC Universe Online game, I was so excited because it was like, it was very specific and everything, and I was just like, oh, you just get funneled into this one path, and then come on DC Universe, what are we doing?
I would love to play a game where you were a superhero discovering your own powers, and I think Infamous does that a little bit, but there's something definitely there of, like, you know, oh, what if, like, there's other superheroes out there that, you know, aren't playable characters necessarily, but...
Yeah.
And even in that, like, creating, like, if you could just, like, create allies, create rivals, or, like, enemies.
That'd be great. Yeah. There was, I mean, what's the massive multiplayer? City of Heroes?
Yeah.
That was pretty popular in the past few years.
Yeah, people really like that.
Yeah. And then another one, it's not... Another one worth mentioning. It was, I think, this generation. There was a Wolverine game that came out, I think...
Wolverine Origins?
It wasn't called that, but it was around the time of that film, and it was, like, hyper-violent. Have you guys seen any of this one?
I think so.
It's like, he's not fighting robots with these claws, you guys. He's, like, hacking dudes' heads off and shit. If you get the chance...
I think it's called Wolverine Origins.
Is it called?
I think so.
I don't... I'm gonna
look it up.
Hit it.
I'm gonna look it up.
That one I thought was really interesting because it was like we're just being realistic with this dude's powers right now.
Yeah.
Well,
I think that's when he's like in Vietnam or whatever.
He's in it's in like a jungle environment for sure.
That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, I don't think he fights a lot of like white bankers or anything like
that. Yeah, no, he's not.
While Clayton is looking that up, we are having on some of our favorite guests in the last 2 months of this year. Ray, you're one of them. Congrats.
Thank you.
And while we're having people here, we wanted to get people's opinions. Do you have a game of 2013 you thought, like, best of, or one that just did it for you?
Also, it's X-Men Origins Wolverine is the name of the game. A 2009 hack and slash action adventure game loosely based on the film of the same name.
It was pretty cool checking out.
Right now, mine, probably just because of how much I've put into it, and thinking back on the games that I've played this year, most were probably from a previous year.
From 2012 or something like that.
So I'm going to go with Origins.
Nice. Yeah. Very cool. I'm still thinking about mine. There's a lot of great stuff that came out this year. I keep thinking about, like, is it going to be, like, the one that in terms of gameplay hit me the hardest, or story? Like, I have two right now I'm kind of going back and forth between.
Oh, I wonder what they are. I think I know one of them.
You know one. Yeah, that's for sure.
Mm.
The other one might have had an online fundraiser for.
No way. You? The Tim Dunn special part two? Having other people buy the game for me is the same as watching all the cutscenes.
Ray, thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
Hey!
If people want to see you not talking about video games...
Ray!
Hey, Ray.
Oh, God. What are we doing?
If people want to see you not talking about video games, but do comedy in Chicago, where can they see you?
They can see me at I.O. performing with Thunder Road, or, depending on when this comes out, on the 16th of November and the 23rd of November, I'm doing my solo show at CIC.
Hey!
No way.
That's great, man.
What's it called?
The Story So Far. Yeah, it's named after a Newfound Glory song.
Oh, my God. Ray, I will make it my life's work to make sure this episode never airs, just because I hated that
so
much.
Well, to be fair, you were in Newfound Glory, so it's not that weird.
I tried. I was there for about 6 months.
Is that you and a couple other people?
Yeah, Nick Mastad and Chandler Goodman.
Very cool.
Yep.
So, I mean, but you're all doing one-man material?
Yeah. They're all doing Ray's one-man show.
Yeah. That wasn't sure.
Nick does it best.
Just one after the other.
So, yeah, we're all going to do our interpretation of Ray's material.
Clayton?
Late 90s at I.O., Lost Boys, Around Town, and I'm going to actually be auditioning for a CIC team, which I've never done before.
Oh.
So,
yeah,
we'll see how that goes.
Hey, Farrell,
maybe I'll regret bringing this up.
I was just going to say that, like,
why am I
mentioning that? We'll talk about this on the next episode. Maybe you won't. When is the audition?
It's next Saturday. So, I'll probably know. 5:30?
All right.
Are you doing it?
3:30, yeah.
All right.
So we'll hear
back. We'll see. We'll see if we're on a team together or not. Either way. Jesus Christ.
Boy, oh,
why
boy.
Did I bring that up?
As for me...
Oh, also hijinks.
Oh, also hijinks.
And BYOT.
BYOT. Check out BYOT.
As for me, I don't know my schedule coming up. Check out the Shack Tees on Facebook and whatnot.
Do you still have that same website for the Shack Tees?
Yeah. Oh, we have Shack Tees and FreePornYum.com. We have both of those.
That's right.
And then, let's see here.
FreePornYum.com.
How are we not going to buy that? I don't know, guys. And then Coup de Grâce at I.O. And, I think that's everything. Ray, thanks again for being on the show.
Thank you guys again for having me.
Clayton, take us out with one of your catchphrases.
The pleasure's in the pants.
Bye, everybody.